There's a few design pictures on the next page showing the stages in growth of the encourager. It shows us the sketches that were made. It talks about the number of pages. It only started off with 22 pages, then to 28, and now it's up to 32. Then it shows full colour on the cover, and there was colour on some of the pages, and how copies are sent to a firm for collating, folding and stapling. The sizes changed from 32 A5 pages to 16 A4 pages, perhaps easier to handle. Magazine printed in colour throughout. Then we have special firm prints and others take over all of the collating and folding, and the mail centre sends it out. There's lots of pictures. It's typed up by Margie Willers, first of all, on two sides of a foolscap. There's a photo of Hugh, who's been the editor of The Encourager since issue 6. Margie typed on two Gestetner stencils, but for every and any mistake, she had to start again and type up a new stencil. And there are just shows how the first booklets were put out. And the lovely last page that we have this month, celebrating the 150 issues.